You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. You can hear TJ the DJ and the R&B Lounge out of Dallas, Texas, the Midnight Soul Show in Sacramento, California, Stormy Monday Blues in Reno, Nevada, Mercy and Grace Gospel in Gambia, Africa, Smooth Conversation and Club 976 Radio in Florida, Hoochie Coo Radio in Chicago, Bonafide Soul Man Radio in Arizona, Crossfade Radio in Canada, and Urban Gospel Sounds in Dallas-Fort Worth. All right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
All right. You are tuned in to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I'm your host, Pearl J. We have Brandon the Wizard in the studio with us right now. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. I want to jump right into your interview because there are so many things that just run through my mind when, you know, I was looking over your bio, and you have a very, very interesting character that I want our audience to learn so much about. So for our listeners, what is it about you that is uniquely different that you would want our audience to know about you?
Well, I feel like every person in general is uniquely different. Individuals, we all have our own uniqueness that we bring to the table. As I guess me as an individual, I just bring me, you know, and I'm unique.
And I understand that you work with a lot of different graphic programs. What graphic design software are you most proficient in?
I prefer to use Photoshop and Illustrator. Those are my two favorites. I do a lot of comic book illustrating and logo designs on those two programs.
All right. And can you describe for our listeners your creative process when you're starting a new project?
It just depends. I work with so many different mediums. When I'm painting, I usually let it flow. I put a lot of my spiritual practices and things I learned on my journey into my paintings. And in my comic books, you know, I'm inspired by mainstream comics. I grew up watching, you know, X-Men, Spider-Man, and reading Spawn, and those kind of underground comic books like Wildcats and Young Blood and things like that. Those creators like Tom McFarlane and Jim Lee, they really inspire my art style.
And how do you stay up to date with the latest designs, trends, and techniques?
I just follow my favorite artists. They keep up with things. And also, too, there's always all types of software updates on Photoshop and Illustrator. I'm constantly taking tutorials and, you know, trying to upgrade and improve.
All right. And what made you decide, you know, this was the thing for you? I mean, at what age?
When I was real young, maybe like 4 or 5 years old, I started wanting to draw Ninja Turtles. And ever since then, I just kept at it.
All right. And how do you handle constructive criticism from clients or colleagues?
It just depends. Some people, you know, they really want to help and they really want to make the project better. And that's kind of criticism I like. You know, people really want to help you improve, or they want to improve the project. And 80% of the time, 90% of the time, when I'm working with the client, when they get criticism, it's because they want to improve the project and make it better. So it usually goes good.
What types of projects do you think you enjoy working on the most?
I enjoy putting together paintings and you know, murals and things like that. It's really hard to say because I do so many different things. I like making music, too, so I like putting out musical projects, you know, in different genres, and I also like doing comic book characters and character designs.
Okay, and how do you ensure brand consistency across various design elements?
I feel like the subject matter kind of ties it all together. For the most part, the clients that reach out to me to get designs done, they usually in the realm of like health, medicine, and things like that. And my art kind of reflects that type of thing, health, medicine, conscious living, things like that.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had to like redesign a project based on a client's feedback?
All the time, consistent. You know, the client, when they pay top dollar, you know, you have to make sure they're satisfied and they're happy.
Okay. And so what's hot, what's coming up next for you, Brandon?
I have a gallery opening this weekend in Beverly Hills at ACCA. It's a gallery, ACCA, and they're going to be handling 30 of my pieces. They're going to be up on their website, ACCA.com, and you can check it out there. My whole catalog's up. You click on the artist catalog, you see all the available pieces. And you can RSVP if you're interested in checking out in person and possibly purchasing. You can do that through the website.
All right. And so let's talk about the website. So if for the listeners that are tuned in right now, if they wanted to go check out your stuff, where would they go to?
You want to check out all the projects that I do across the board, go to www.brandonthewizardart.com. I have links to that project I'm doing this weekend. And I have my comic book, which is a monthly web comic book. I drop 2 pages every month. One of the comics is called Saifu, and one's called Obsidian. And you can read that right now. I have that up on my webpage. You can check it out, www.brandonwizardart.com.
That is so hot. And what? How old are you, Brandon? That's what, I just got that inbox from one of our listeners. How old are you right now?
Oh, I'm infinite, you know? A lot of times, and in this lifetime, I've just been reconnecting with all these different lifetimes and parallels, and it's just all meeting up right here. So, you know, I've lived 1,000 times in a night, millions of times, and psychonauts will understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, how do you prioritize multiple projects with competing deadlines?
I'm a multitasker, almost to the sense of a mad scientist. I have like multiple projects open up in my studio at one time. Right now, as we speak, I got my tablet open with the flyers for this weekend. Then I got my music open. I'm mixing down a song, and then I got all these paintings I'm glossing in between doing all that.
That is a lot, which brings me to how do you actually maintain organization and file management for your design projects?
I have a file manager on my computer. You know, I use a Word Excel, and I have a Word document, so I just write everything down, have a calendar, keep all my dates going in front of me too.
Interesting. And have you ever collaborated with other designers or departments on a project?
Yes, I collaborate a lot, more so on the music, and I collaborate with more people. I just recently did some music with a local band. They're actually a Grammy-nominated band called Head PE. I did two songs on their mix album they came out with last year. I work with a lot of underground hip-hop artists like Scarab from Living Legends. I've worked with I've done shows at Elemento. I've worked with 2Max from Visionaries. And just like a lot of underground cats. As far as art, a lot of my friends that got me into art do graffiti and stuff. So I collaborate with graffiti artists and stuff all the time.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's talk about Moniker. What is the story behind the name Moniker?
Oh, well, the Brandon the Wizard is it's an ode to that, you know, just a sense that when you create art and the things we write down and the words we say are magic, you know, they're creating our reality. So I feel like when I'm making music and the things that I say and the things I write down, they're manifesting, you know, the world around me, and they're attracting the things that I need in my life, and they're attracting other people attracting other people to me too, you know. So I feel like it's magic. That's why I call myself a wizard. I'm like, what I'm doing is just some type of magic, you know.
So then you don't actually practice magic.
And that's literally the definition of magic. Words are spells. They call it spelling. So everyone does magic because they spell things every day.
Mm. Well, yeah. You know, I've never got really deep into magic. You know, if I really haven't, I would be telling you a fib. I never really got deep into any type of magic, but it, you know, just like reading your, like I said, your bio and your, you know, history of the things that you've been involved in and done, it was very, very impressive. It's another part of art, you know what I mean? And I'm, you know, I would like to see and come out and support some of the things that you do just to, so I could get a hands-on feel of, you know, what you're feeling inside, you know what I mean? So
yes, that'd be awesome. It'd be awesome if you can make it out to this weekend to the opening.
Yeah. Okay, so once again, let our listeners know about the event that you have coming up for the weekend.
This weekend I have an opening called Mystic Alchemy. It's at ACCA Gallery in Beverly Hills. And the link is on my website, www.brandonwizardart.com. It's the first flyer up. You click on it, you can RSVP to the event. and you can check out the catalog of paintings that are available there.
Okay. And do you have any future events? Are you on tour right now? Is anything like that going on with you?
Not as of right now. I have some music that I'm planning on releasing. A buddy of mine that I met, we have some music coming out. He's in a pretty sick band. They're called Dropout Kings. They tour and whatnot. I recorded some music with them. I think I'm gonna drop that in a couple months.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Say, for example, there's an event that someone is giving and they want to book you for their next event. What would be your setup, whether it was music or for painting? You know, what would you be bringing to the table for that?
Usually when I paint, I bring, like, you know, easel. I have a small table with some paintings and my photo album in there with, you know, my portfolio inside. And when I perform, it just depends. I have a metal band, and we could play metal shows. We do play metal shows sometimes. I also do solo. I mostly do solo events, though. I'm a hip-hop artist as well, so I show up with the DJ. I perform, you know, sometimes I bring my guitar, too.
Okay. So I would like to, you know, none of your music was actually submitted to the station, and so maybe I could get your PR company to submit anything that you've done. I'd like to hear some of the stuff that you've done. If, you know, it's something that we do, we'd love to get you in rotation on Faces of Success Radio.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and so I'm not for certain if I'll be able to make this weekend event, but if you have something coming up in the future, you know, keep us posted, you know, up on what's going on, or have your PR company reach out to us, and we'll be in full support of whatever it is you got going on, because we love trying to support and network with, you know, up-and-coming and artists that are trying to keep themselves, you know, in a positive mode and get their name and stuff out there. So I want to thank you very, very much, Brandon, for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I would like you to give the listeners your website information and booking information.
Yes, check me out on www.brandonthewizardart.com. On Instagram, I'm at BeTheWizardArt. And yeah. I post everything on there. I have my blog post on my website. Everything's constantly going on there. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, thank you.